This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And do not forget, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to talk about the commies getting mad about hiring Ronna McDaniel, the spending deal, the great divorce. So we'll talk about all these things and some other stuff, including employment, the problem with America's, well, tycoons, if we want to put it that way. You see, we have a tycoon problem in this country, and so much more coming up this hour. Probably even going to do some Vietnam talk. I don't know, but I want to do this to begin with. Remember this about your liberal Aunt Peggy. Remember. The communist lives in a world of lies. Some of them, the communists who sit on top, they create the lies, and they know they're lies. Many people, your liberal Aunt Peggy, street communist scum like Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the climate change people and all the LGBT, all the street animals, they believe the lies. Nevertheless, it is a world of make-believe, as we talked about many, 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 many times. Your liberal Aunt Peggy lives in a world that is not real. And you cannot, this is why you can't compromise ever with the communist, ever. Because to compromise with him involves stepping out of the world that is real and into a world of make-believe and pretending that what is not real is actually real. Here's actually a great example from the weekend. This is going to come back to NBC. Just stay with me. But over the weekend, Joe Biden, he got with Grandma Vodka, Nancy Pelosi, and he got with Barack Obama. And he said this.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is about the past and serving himself. This is the guy who doesn't care about science and reason. Remember, during the pandemic, Donald Trump told us to inject ourselves with bleach. He said there's nothing to worry about if you do that.
During the pandemic, Donald Trump told us to inject ourselves with bleach and said there's nothing to worry about if you do that. That is not just some hippie on the street corner. That is the president of the United States of America who just made that statement. Do you know any Democrats? How many Democrats do you know believe Donald Trump said to inject yourself with bleach? It's like all of them, right? I see you nodding your head, Chris. It's like, oh, that's what they believe. They believe that. But here's the thing. If you're dealing with someone who believes that, you're dealing with someone who lives in a world of make-believe, and you can't negotiate with them. And it's not difficult to find the truth. This is what Trump actually said.
We hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
I didn't even clip it. We were going to clip a little 10-second thing of it. We let it go the whole minute. That's what he said. Did you hear him say inject yourself with bleach? Did you hear him say inject yourself with anything? Now, you can argue it wasn't the most articulate medical analysis in the world. Obviously, you can argue that. He's just kind of speaking off the cuff like Trump does. And he keeps referencing the doctors in there. It's something you can test. So Donald Trump has never said to inject yourself with anything. He's never said to inject yourself with bleach. And that's a video that's widely available to every human being on the planet. Yet what percentage of American Democrats believe Donald Trump said to inject themselves with bleach, it's like 100. The American Democrat lives in a world of make-believe, of lies. And we have to remember, again, with the divisions in communism, there are those like your liberal Aunt Peggy who believe the lies, and then there are those whose job it is to create the lies and to maintain the lies. Remember, communism relies on violence and lies. Because it's such a demonic religion, you must kill people and hurt people. That's why it always has. And you must lie at all times because, hey, I'm going to destroy everything is never a good selling point. So you have to lie at all times. NBC hired Ronna McDaniel. Now, Ronna McDaniel is not exactly some fire-breathing right-winger. She's the definition of middle of the road, rhino, establishment, whatever word you want to put on it. I can't stand Ronna McDaniel, former head of the RNC. So NBC, they did what all the networks love to do. They hired the token. They love the token. They hire the token Republican, and the token Republican goes on the air, and the token Republican has one job: lose every argument and badmouth other Republicans. That's why those people get hired. And you should understand, quick side note, I've personally experienced this myself. That's why those people get hired. All right, that's not a theory. I know this from the inside. That's why those people get hired. Okay, so she's on their side, right? Well, yeah, she's on their side. But to the communist, that's not good enough. She's not hardcore enough. I want you to listen to MSNBC's Chuck Todd. Listen to this.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. Mm. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself, or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her?
I'm just going to pause for a moment, and I want to make sure everyone understands that virtually the entire staff at NBC, they're almost all former Democrat staffers, almost all of them, from George Stephanopoulos to Jen Psaki. All of them have been on the Democrat payroll. But Ronna McDaniel, what's she bringing, some kind of agenda in here?
Well, once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of explaining.
Yeah, whatever. But it's not just Chuck Todd. MSNBC's Micah and Joe Scarborough, very upset to the point they're blasting their bosses. Now, I want to pause for a moment before I play this, because I want you to understand something about Chuck Todd and Micah and Joe Scarborough and all these people. They're really rich. And I know that hurts to hear. It hurts that communists get rich doing what they do, but they're really rich, and that matters for this reason. They're rich, and they don't have real jobs. Doing media is not a real job. It's not. What I do is not a real job. I've had real jobs my entire life. I've been doing media for 5.5 years. I sit down and talk to you and have fun every single day. And it's not a real job. You have a real job. I do not have a real job. This is what you would call a dream. So these people get paid millions because they're on TV. TV people make a fortune. They get paid millions of dollars. They get paid millions of dollars. They never have to break a sweat. Never have to leave the air conditioning. They have the sweetest gig in the world. Yet, they're willing to call out their bosses publicly. Why would they be this bold?
We learned about the hiring when we read about it in the press on Friday. We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it for several reasons, including, but not limited to, as lawyers might say, Ms. McDaniel's role in Donald Trump's fake elector scheme, and her pressuring election officials to not certify election results while Donald Trump was on the phone.
To be clear, we believe NBC News should seek out conservative Republican voices to provide balance in their election coverage. But it should be conservative Republicans, not a person who used her position of power to be an anti-democracy election denier, and we hope NBC will reconsider its decision. It goes without saying that she will not be a guest on Morning Joe in her capacity as a paid contributor.
Now, that's a pretty bold thing to do. Real bold, right? Imagine making, I'm guessing, $5 million a year. I bet you it's a lot. Look, that's a lot. Right? These people are flying private planes and stuff like that when they want. Imagine making $5 million a year to not have a real job and risking it to blast Ronna McDaniel. Why? Let's talk about the why in just a moment. Before we talk about the why, let's talk about this. Why? Why do they keep spending all of our money? Why haven't they stopped printing all of our money? They just print by the trillion now. Print, 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 print. We can't afford anything anymore, and they don't stop. So what do we do? Well, we have to make plans to have something that will allow us to purchase goods and services that's not the dollar. Our government has declared war on the dollar's value. Therefore, you, me, we have to get something outside of that, something they can't destroy the value of. It doesn't matter what the United States government does. They'll never be able to take away the value of gold or silver. They can't. Call Oxford Gold Group and get some gold coins or silver coins in your hands. They'll mail them to your front door, anonymous, insured. They'll get it in your retirement. Get something these people can't destroy. Something these people can't destroy. That's what Oxford Gold Group really is. Freedom from the bad people. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. If you missed any part of our show, foreign policy stuff, all kinds of history today, it's all on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, the podcast version of it. Go download that, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Now, why? Why? Why are these people like this? Why are these people, why are they so upset now? But more importantly, why would the employees at NBC risk their own job to call out their own company for hiring a Republican? Why? That's really the question, because they are risking their job. Remember, any idiot can go do what Chuck Todd does. He's a moron. You can go to any local news station in the country and grab a real journalist to do his job. So why would he risk that? Because system membership is more valuable to these people than the millions they bring in at NBC or MSNBC or wherever they are. Party membership is more specifically where I want to focus right now. Remember, in a country like this, when the communists are having their revolution and they're taking over all the institutions, and by now, all of our institutions have been taken over by the same poisonous, sick religion of communism. You must be a member of the party if you want to move forward in life, if your family wants to move forward in life. And this is something, look, people experience this today in countries like China, but the entire history of communism is that. Nazism too, if you want to study Germany too, but we'll make it about communism now, even though it worked the same way in both places. Yeah, you can be here if you're not a member of the party, if you're not an official member of the party, you're welcome to live here, that's fine. But, I mean, hey, you're not going to get that sweet government job. Oh, yeah, no. You can be here. Of course, you can be here. Look, you're probably not going to get that loan you applied for at the bank. That's for party members. No, that's for party members. Oh, you want this? No, that's for party members. We've entered a place in the country where things are so corrupt that you have to be a member of the party to do anything. And now you see all over the place party membership trumping all other considerations, because you know That's where your bread is truly buttered. Joe Scarborough and Micah, those two idiots, whining about Ronald McDaniel on the news.
We learned about the hiring when we read about it in the press on Friday. We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it for several reasons, including, but not limited to, as lawyers.
Yeah, but we got it. He understands. She understands that they might get a call into the boss's office tomorrow. They may very well be let go tomorrow. Even if it's not tomorrow, maybe it'll just be a, hey, we're not going to renew your contract kind of thing in 6 months from now. They understand that's the risk, but they also understand this. Today, when the system who depends on the lies being told, the lies being maintained, when the system needed them today to step up and be good little soldiers, they were. And so if that time comes and Joe's contract doesn't get renewed or Chuck Todd gets fired, they all know there will be a soft landing somewhere because they have paid their dues. The system membership card is up to date and paid, and they are covered. That's the truth. And that's kind of scary when you think about it. You know what's not scary, though? At least we do have experts in charge. Dome today, she was the Dome and Biden, the Democrats in America, they're very worried about Israel going into Rafah. Israel's doing a huge ground invasion. They're just killing everyone in Hamas, killing and arresting everybody. They're very clearly serious about this whole thing. And the Democrats, as we talked about before, they need it to stop. But hey, don't act like Dome doesn't know what she's doing. She studied the maps.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for that.
I'm sorry. I had to play that. I'm sorry. It just murders me. I've studied the maps. Yes, I'm sure Dome has spent hours poring over the maps of Palestine and Israel. I'm sure she knows all about the history and the divisions. Can't you just see Dome hunched underneath her desk, over her desk, sitting there just really pouring into those maps? Look, she studied the maps,
guys. We have
guys.
Been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps.
And I believe her. Look, it's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. It's like tic-tac-toe.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
I'm sorry. I'm never going to stop playing that. All right, quit. Focus. There's a headline for you here. How about this doozy? The Great Divorce. 3.7 million have fled counties that voted for Biden. Look, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to once again point out, someone on the radio has been telling you this for a while. Doesn't matter what you or I want or what we believe about national divorce or separation. It's coming. Whether you love it, whether you hate it, it doesn't matter. It's happening right now. Let's play you a little video about what's happening and why that's happening next. Then we'll talk about spending and maybe a little Vietnam talk. Before we do that, let's do this. Did you know we have oral arguments this week in front of the Supreme Court? I won't go into the details of it, but it's about the abortion pill. The truth is, we have made many, many, many gains in the fight for life in this country, but we definitely have taken one on the chin recently, and that's this abortion pill. The truth is, half the abortion clinics in America are inside people's homes. They're getting these pills delivered to them, and they're killing their babies in pill form. Preborn needs to reach these women first and get these women a free ultrasound so they can find out that that is a God-breathed life inside of them. Not a fetus, not a clump of cells. It's a life. Help Preborn do this. $28 buys that woman that ultrasound. When she hears that heartbeat, she'll choose life. #250, say baby and give. Or go to preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly returns
next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Why is it 3.7 million people have fled counties that voted for Joe Biden? Well, just listen to this from the Baltimore News.
In the Southern District on Tuesday, there was a plea for officers to work overtime. Minutes later, it went citywide.
Overtime available on today's date, Charlie Schiff, Southern District. Anyone interested?
Baltimore's Southern Police District is the city's largest district, 61,000 residents. And on Tuesday afternoon, sources tell us at one point there were three police officers on patrol. Just seconds after the plea for officers hit the airwaves, so did pleas for help.
If anyone in Sector 2 can come clear, we have a physical child abuse at Moral Park, and there's a 10-year-old at the location with bruises all over his body.
10 minutes after that child abuse call was transmitted, it appears there were still no officers en route.
We saw one of that physical child abuse.
Yes, sir. And be advised, we are now holding 10 calls. No priority ones. We still have the physical child abuse.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop. These blue cities, as I've said, they're not about to hit the bottom somewhere. The blue states, look, it's statewide. There is no bottom when you're dealing with the revolution, when you're dealing with evil. Revolution without end is what Mao said. Destruction without end. Down and down and down. And everyone with the means to is going to eventually get out, and you're just going to have some disastrous hellscape of a city left there. People are leaving. They are divorcing already. They're voting with their feet. All right. Now, what kind of a country are we going to have here in a little while? It's, as long as we're talking divorce, let's talk about assets and liabilities. Obviously, Joe Biden signed the huge spending package over the weekend. Mike Johnson's been a disaster of a Speaker of the House. And I say that having full knowledge that we have the slimmest majority in the world. We've accomplished nothing. Oh, wait, I misspoke. I said we didn't accomplish anything. I almost forgot. They're actually going with this one today. The spending package, it did include a prohibition of pride flags and Black Lives Matter flags on U.S. embassies. And that's what the GOP is rolling out there today as a win. And this actually might be, the only reason I brought this up, because I want to get to some emails. This actually might be the most GOP thing in the history of GOP things. They fund a $1.2 trillion spending package that funds the complete destruction of the United States of America in every possible way. But they throw in one little cultural thing that didn't even exist like 5 years ago. Like 5 years ago, you didn't see pride flags flying at the embassies. But the GOP manages to get you a temporary victory where they take us just 5 years back on one cultural issue, and then they run to us and they brag to us about everything they did for us. And listen, these people, the hatred you should pour on Republican leadership, because it was all Republican leadership who did this to us again. In the House, it was the Johnsons, the Stefaniks of the world, all these types. In the Senate, of course, it's all the who's who of losers in the Senate, from Mitch McConnell, John Thune, John Cornyn. I want you to listen to something. And as you listen to something, I want you to know every single one of these people has one thing in common, two things in common. One, they're all Republicans, elected Republicans. And two, every single one of these people just voted for $1.2 trillion in spending that we don't have.
I think around here in the administration, the Biden administration tries to downplay this whole inflation issue like it's a non-issue. It's a real issue.
Wages aren't keeping up with inflation as everything is costing more. Americans are making less.
You know who pays the most from Joe Biden's inflation? It's lower and middle income families. They are getting crushed by these higher prices.
This is a national emergency. What I would like to do is get the administration to focus on this.
President Biden's inflation is strangling a free people. The American people deserve better.
We have to bring relief to the American people by reining in federal spending and bringing down inflation.
Every single one of them just voted to keep everything funded just like it is. Liars. These people are all liars. Oh, but wait. The more good news is, as soon as Congress gets back from recess, he's going to have a Ukraine vote. he's going to have a Ukraine vote. So, yeah, that's just, you know what? Let's move on here. Actually, I want to address this really quickly because it's something that I've talked about before and I'm not going to do it. And so in general, if I'm not going to pitch in and help, I don't ask other people to do it, but someone should write a book. Here's a headline. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife is giving most of her $640 million donations to extreme left-wing groups boosting migrant criminals and trans athletes. That's from the New York Post. Jeff Bezos, billionaire, got divorced, ran off with his side piece. Wife took half his fortune, as happens, and now she's blowing it all on communism. So here's the book. You want a book idea? Here's a book idea. The tycoons of the West. Rockefeller, Ford, Vanderbilt, all of them. Bezos, too. Look, you can hate him all you want. I do, too, but he's a tycoon. The tycoons of the West. They live in the West. They made their fortune in the West. And they help build the West. Doesn't matter whether you like or dislike these people. People like Vanderbilt and Rockefeller and Ford and Bezos, they are the ones who helped construct this nation of ours. It takes men like that to do so. The builders of the West, they accumulate all this wealth in the West, but their wives, ex-wives, children, and grandchildren after them take the fortunes they've made in the West and use it to destroy the West. That's a book idea right there. And it's a long one. It is a long one. It's amazing how much Rockefeller money is funding communism in this country. How much Ford money is funding communism in this country. Kraft money, communism in the country. I'm telling you, it'd be fascinating to research for someone who's a research person, and it'd be a fascinating book to write. No, stop asking me. I'm not doing it. I'm done writing books. I wrote one, and that's all you're getting out of me. But somebody should write that book, and it would be a good book. All right? All right, now let's do something else. I was going to talk about some more political stuff, but I just want to—I want to talk about this. Greetings, fellow Oracle. It's that American Indian professor again, and I'm about to start teaching my students about the Vietnam era and the war. Being a military fan, military man, and history aficionado, can you please clarify the story of the My Lai massacre? I don't want to make the U.S. look like the bad guy, but I also don't want to paint a flowers and rainbows picture of the grim reality of war and how sinful men do sinful things. Thank you. I think this is a fascinating conversation to have because it's way bigger than one massacre, than one event. How should we discuss our nation's history? How should we discuss war and battle? How should we understand these things about ourselves? How do we talk to our kids, whether you're a teacher or just a parent or a coach or something, you have influence over young people. How do you discuss the flaws of your country? So I'm just going to say this. For one, almost everyone understands the My Lai massacre, or at least has heard about it before. Chris, you've heard about it before, right? Everyone's heard of the My Lai massacre. But what it is, if you don't know, a bunch of Americans in World War II, in Vietnam, They did a massacre of a village. We're talking women, children, gunning down innocent people, horrible assaults of the women. And this is something that did take place. And you should know, it's not just some lib view of history. This happened. It happened. It was so bad that American troops risked their lives stepping in front of American troops to protect the Vietnamese while it was going on. It was that bad of a massacre. It was terrible what happened. So let's discuss that for a moment. Before we discuss that, let us discuss this. Let's discuss the female vitality stack from Chalk. We talk a lot about the male vitality stack. Dudes already know about that. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. But ladies, you understand there's a female blend for you as well. Natural herbal supplements. Are you tired of being out of gas at the end of the day? When it's time to start making dinner, are you done? Do you need a cup of coffee in the afternoon? Are you just dying to sit down on the couch? You understand that your levels get messed up too because of all the crap that's in our water now and in our plastics. A female vitality stack from Chalk is a way to make you feel better. Your mind, more energy. I love when you email me and tell me, Jesse, I'm bouncing off the walls. This stuff is amazing. I'm telling you, try it. Just try it. Cancel your subscription if it doesn't work. But try it. Avoid the big pharma. Start going to Chalk. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Go get a subscription today. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's going to be such a great week this week. Gosh. I'm going to try to get to Mexico's president here in a second. I just wanted to address something because I got asked about the My Lai massacre, and I talked a little bit about that and what took place there in that village in Vietnam. I want to do a couple things. First, when you're teaching your class or talking to your kids about things like the My Lai massacre, do make sure those kids understand that we can't understand the perspective of the troops. That's one. Now, I'm not defending what took place there, and I never would. I never would. You start hurting women and kids, you're the bad guy. Always. All right? I'm not defending what took place there. However, I also didn't have my buddy lose his leg in front of that village the day before. Right? I didn't lose my best friend. I didn't lose him to a sniper shot from the direction of that village the day before. I read, I won't go into the details of it, but I read a story this weekend. It's a true story. I'm not going to go into the details, but of two best friends, and they were serving together, and one of them got injured, and he got injured bad enough that he could have got a ticket back to the United States of America. It's one of those million-dollar wounds. He could have got out, but he had so much love for his brothers who were in that he stayed in. He escaped the hospital when he wasn't allowed to and got back to his unit just so he could stay and fight injured. And he was in this unit with his best friend. They'd been together for years, just inseparable. And the dude who was injured, who escaped, took a sniper shot to the head one day. Should have been back in the United States of America. And his buddy was just talking about how devastating that was. Now put yourself in that man's shoes. Again, you can't ever understand the perspective of the troops. That's one. Two, when you enter into a situation where you are a standing army on foreign soil, whatever the situation is, whatever the war, conflict, peacekeeping, when you're on foreign soil, you have already set up the conditions for something bad to happen. You know, you ever talk to a cop, a state trooper cop? You have any cop friends? I have a bunch of cop friends. And they'll tell you consistently, one of the most, if not the most dangerous thing cops do, you know what it is? It's not showing up at the gas station where there's, you know, hey, there's a stick up. One of the most dangerous things cops do is domestic incidents. Doesn't even have to be abuse. It can be a domestic disturbance. Husband and wife are getting really loud. A window gets broken. Neighbor calls. Why? Because when you step into someone else's residence, you are the foreigner. You were on their ground. And you're in an emotional environment. And you stepping into their environment can make it even more emotional and more charged. How many cops get killed on domestic disturbance calls? A lot. It just happens that way. Now expand that to foreign armies. You take a foreign army out of your country and you put it in another country, you better have a great reason to be there, and your goal better be to get them out. Otherwise, you have created the conditions for a disaster, because men are men and men do break. And all men do. Americans do terrible things. And a lot of people, old timers, have told me when I've talked to them about this, especially Vietnam vets, whenever you're gabbing about that, they'll tell you in the United States of America, a lot of Americans kind of lost a bit of their innocence after the My Lai massacre, because Americans had always looked at American troops as being exclusively the good guys. And let's be honest, historically, we have been the good guys. We've been the good guys a lot. We've been the bad guys some, of course. But we have been the good guys a lot. That was one of those moments where we looked at ourselves and we didn't necessarily like what we saw. All right. Beyond that, don't ever lie to your kids. Don't ever lie to your kids about the history of things. History's ugly. Never looks the way you want it to look. Just tell the truth. All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Mexico's president says he won't fight drug cartels on U.S. orders and calls it a Mexico-first policy. Good grief. He also got on the news and said this.
The DEA says cartels are mass-producing fentanyl, and the U.S. State Department has said that most of it is coming out of Mexico. Are they wrong?
Sí.
Yes.
Oh. No.
Or rather, they don't have all the information, because fentanyl is also produced in the United States.
The State Department says most of it's coming from Mexico.
Fentanyl is produced in the United States, in Canada, and in Mexico, and the chemical precursors come from Asia. You know why we don't have the drug consumption that you have in the United States? Because we have customs, traditions, and we don't have the problem of the disintegration of the family.
Ouch. We're now at the point we're getting lectures from Mexico, and they're valid. Ooh. City stock trading unit harassed female colleagues and used cocaine in the office. Look, you shouldn't be harassing any women, and you should never be using cocaine. However, it is stock trading. If there's another way to stock trade, maybe I've been watching different movies. But if I ever get involved in stock trading, I'm going to start some cocaine immediately, because apparently that's what all those guys do. What, Chris? It's fine. Wait a minute. That's a bad segue. Drug overdose deaths in America smashed records again in 2022. Well, this is friggin' awkward. And honestly, on a more serious note, it is sad. It is sad that our country is sad, that we're sad and we're poisoning ourselves, and I don't like it. Kamala Harris claps to Puerto Rico protest song and stops once aide translates what they're actually singing. She went down to Puerto Rico and they were singing a Spanish version of Kamala Harris, War Criminal, and Dome gets up and starts clapping for them. It's one of the funniest things ever. Highly recommend watching it. I died laughing. I'm also dying because the show is over, and now we have to wait to talk again tomorrow. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Put a smile on your face. I had so much fun tonight. I love doing the history stuff, and it's going to keep doing whatever, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.